bacon.
Hello.
We got something new for that age.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've dicked about, to be honest.
Yeah. We are not in a official podcast capacity. It's just two lads with a couple of mics on a Sunday night.
I tell you what, between me and you and the listeners, these are my favourite ones to do. The ones that are just whatever, you know what I mean? But
or a listener request, even.
Or a listener request.
To belittle your...
Cards on the table. We were originally asked to do a... From a lovely patron, Mark, to do a...
Fire festival. Yeah. Make our own fire festival.
We would have done different, who we would have brought in, how we would have handled it, when we would have thrown in the towel. I found that very, very distressing to try and think of something to...
Mark, you should have seen him. Like,
I was a mess, like, Mark.
He looks great now, but he was like...
Also a lot.
So he looks great in comparison, Mark, to when he was trying to come up with it.
I was freaking out about it.
The hair missing, you know.
So we decided, you know what? It's not worth it. So we're going to take your idea and we're going to make it better. And
we're going to take your money and we're going to make
we're going to take your money and your idea. And we're going to do our dream festival. As in,
yes,
if we could make our perfect festival,
what would it be?
What would it be? What would it look like?
Now, Andy, I'm going to throw it to you first because I'm intrigued to see how they sync up.
Okay, I think they'll be different. Now,
okay.
I'm just gonna. I've got some notes. Not a lot, but I've got some notes, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you got a schedule? No.
No. Oh no.
Cool. Me neither. I mean. Anyway.
Right. So.
How long is your festival? What's the name of your festival?
One night is the festival, right?
One night.
Not fuck this 3-day nonsense. This is my dream festival. One night, and that's pushing it as well.
So it's like a slain type job.
Yeah, sleepover slain.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Big Green. Eh?
Oh,
it's a play on words and a reference to 1995 Disney classic.
So it's a soccer-themed festival.
No. It's just... Anyway, I'll get into it. The green will become apparent.
Oh, really?
Now, I should say...
I don't know. What's he talking about?
There is weed and alcohol at the festival, but there is an alcohol section. And it's a small little section. If you want to drink, you have to drink over there, far away.
Okay, so like in a bar.
Yeah, kind of. You know what I mean?
And the surrounding area.
There's one alcohol area. I'm all for keeping the peace at this festival. So the alcohol section's over there. You're not bringing any in, you're not bringing any out. They're all.
And is there dispensaries for the green in?
No.
Oh, you bring your own. You bring your own.
The weed, but you can smoke the weed everywhere.
Okay,
you just
cool.
can't drink everywhere. You bring your own. It's a sort of festival. You give a little, what have you got there? A bit of Afghan, whatever.
Yeah, all right,
great, I'll give you some squid. Fucking soap bar.
We'll get back to Amsterdam one of these days, friend.
So anyway, comfort.
Vaccine 2021.
I know, right? See those Ryanair ads? The vaccination's here. Vaccine go, book a holiday. Like,
God.
So on this one, Comfort Terry is the name of the game. So because it's easy to rough.
So is it one stage?
No, let me get to it. All right.
Sorry,
I've got. There's many different. It's almost like a boutique festival, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, music's just a little part of
EP,
this festival.
The way it used to be.
Exactly.
Huh?
The best festival that I've been to. Mm-hmm. So. Because it's very easy to rough it when you're pissed, but if you're not, or especially if you're high, you want to be comfortable, all right? Now, this is, my notes are kind of all over the place, so I'm just, you know, I'll shock you and tell you they're all over the place. At Electric Picnic, they had a movie tent where the Goonies were on, and the place was just lined with, like, couches and cushions. So I'd want something like that, but no talking.
Is there movies?
Oh, there's movies, yeah, just no talking during the movies.
What movie is going to be on?
There's Ghostbusters, there's Goodfellas, and there's Superbad.
Ooh, all right. Hello.
Talking.
But can you choose what movie you want to watch? Or is it like, 1 to 3 is Ghostbusters, 4 to 7 is Goodfellas, and Superbad is, you know, 9 to 11.
Now you're getting in with the big green. All right.
Now can I suggest something? Yeah. If you don't want any talking.
Yeah.
Silent Disco.
Just stick on the headphones.
Cans. Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah. Yes. You know what? Yes. Everyone's got headphones.
Yeah.
At an appropriate volume, because the Silent Disco at Electric Picnic was very low and you couldn't really hear a damn thing.
Mm. I tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed the Silent Disco. I mean, I went to Electric Picnic like 5 years in a row, didn't always go to the Silent Disco, but the few times I went, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, you got a bit of Robin Thicke blare in your ears. You're going to be enjoying yourself. You got those blurred lines. I know you want it.
I couldn't really remember what he did, but I was like, why does he make me go, ugh?
Well, the song is about, like, right, you know, raping, whether she wants it women. Or, yeah, right, pretty much. Like, she definitely wanted it. Those lines were blurred.
Plus they ripped off Marvin Gaye.
Too fucking right. What a tune.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights soundtrack. Yes, sir.
Now.
Why don't you put that on in one of your movies?
No. It's my festival.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Now, the bedroom quarters should have hard walls and a roof. Big, big double bed and a mini fridge, a Coke Zero and still water. No exceptions. Okay. No exceptions. I've lost my notes already. I wanted fenced in as well, my quarters, and not like a mesh fence in cinder blocks.
Your quarters or everybody's quarters?
Everyone.
Okay, so like you have a little front garden.
I mean, this one day festival costs thousands to attend, almost like the fire festival price. Yeah, I want a fence, like, you know, a little
cottage, a one room cottage.
Essentially,
and then you have a little like grass in front, and then like a gate and a fence.
I'd love a little garden, something to stick two chairs out.
Stick your old camper chairs in the front.
Exactly.
Yeah. Smoke it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, smoke a J. Now, question mark. If I had beers with me, could I bring my beers to my quarters and sit out the front and drink my beer and smoke a joint?
You could, as being friends of the organizer.
If I have a green wristband.
Yeah. Tell you what, you know? This would be here's how this is gonna work. I'll tell you how I'm gonna stop you. Because it's my festival and what I say goes, if you want to drink alcohol, you have to have a 20-second meeting with me beforehand. And I'll tell...
Is this everybody or just
everybody?
Me? Okay.
Maybe 10 seconds. And yeah, I'll be like, yeah, you're grand. Or, yeah, grand. And like, I won't actually make the decision there. I'd be too spineless for that. I'll wait till they go and say, cross him off the list. Absolutely not. So that's how that would work. So you'd be fine. But, you know, yeah, I don't want it to get disorderly. So I have to keep it very, very strictly policed. Must not repeat, not turn into an all-night raid.
And do you have security?
Heavily policed.
Okay. Heavily policed with this a lot of illegal activity going on.
I mean, but they're cool, but just, you know.
They work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Where is this being held?
Montana, USA.
Oh, okay. All with right. The Montana Militia. Very right wing. Yeah. Cool.
Now, it is unfortunate that it is in USA, you know, given all that's going on there. But Montana, beautiful place. Surrounded by mountains all around. So
I hear you. You know, lovely, green.
This is the vibe we're going for here.
Yeah.
There will be segues at the festival.
Oh.
Fast travel, right, baby. For people who don't want to... Actually, you know what? Now, and horses as well. Just horses.
That's a bit dangerous now.
Not if people don't start acting the maggot.
No, but if you're high,
you'll be at one with the horse. You won't even have a horse
fucking kicks in the head. Like you're out a lot of money, my friend.
Fine, forget the horses. I was losing them to myself. But segways don't kick. So segways.
Pony, maybe. Ponies might be okay.
No. I'm saying no to the horses now. Now
tigers?
No. No, you're going the wrong direction there now. like I said, we'll last one night. Absolutely not having it. Now, I should preface all of this by saying the ideal festival is a festival that I don't have to go to at all. So just to nip that in the bud now. So if this festival is available live streamed as well. So if you don't want to go, you don't have to, right?
Yeah, but what's the point in sitting at home watching other people enjoy themselves? It's like when I'm watching Glastonbury, I'm like, oh.
I'm just going to crack on here. The bands.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Don't mind me.
The bands, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Vintage Canyon tent, right?
Hello.
It's all the Laurel Canyon. Yeah, go on.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Are you including people that are dead?
Well, technically, yes. However.
Son of a bitch.
Only in the Vintage Canyon tent. I don't want any 80-year-olds playing me their stuff from the 60s. So it's all going to have to be hologrammed or footage. Now, there may be psychedelics involved if they want to really get into it and pretend like they're in 1967. They can do that, but it'll be more.
So you wouldn't want, say, Crosby playing your music to.
I would love for David Crosby circa 1965 to 1973.
I went to see, him 6 years ago, and he was still good.
I'd say
great.
He's
the three of them are great. Crosby still nice.
Crosby. Crosby is the man. I would never turn down having Crosby. Just having him there, I'd have him there at the festival, and he'd love it as well.
He seems like a bit of an asshole. Let's call.
He's funny on Twitter though, but he is an asshole on Twitter though. But he can definitely still deliver. Unlike say Brian Wilson, who should really hang up his fingers.
Yeah. First gear.
I've seen a thing on George Harrison's Instagram where it was like Brian Wilson singing My Sweet Lord. It was just again, like, you know.
Is this recent? Like,
yeah, recent enough, last year or something. And it's just like, he's not there. Like, he's just, you know.
I may not always love you.
Just
as long as
the gig, he was just sitting. He was sitting on his keyboard. The one he went to see. They were playing four songs without him.
And they played more than that because they were great.
In a row, there was.
Oh,
And he's just literally sitting there in the middle of the stage, just staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
Having to be held.
Having acid flashbacks. Ugh.
Then you move on to the rock tent.
Okay.
Now, you've got the Black Keys are playing in the rock tent.
Ooh.
Up to around 2014. Don't know how that's going. Okay. And the Arctic Monkeys. No breaks, so they're both just playing on repeat. All right.
That's the two acts of the rock tent.
That's it. That's all I'm interested in. Okay.
Cool.
Rap tent. You've got Drake and you've got Kendrick.
Cool.
Right. That's all you got. That's all I know. So that's all you got.
Awesome.
Now, the dance tent, Terry.
Here we go.
Lo-fi beats only. The whole tent. It'll be a tent. It'll be pitch black with an epic planetarium-like light show with lo-fi beats. So no one's going to be going. Giving it lows. It's not techno. It's just going to be. It's going to be chill. Chill is the name of the game.
Sure.
Now I know what you're thinking. How much does it cost? No charge. Just services. Eh? No money. Pay with whatever they can offer. You make clothes. Make us some clothes or whatever. You're a mechanic. You fix my car.
How are you paying for this?
I'm the.
Oh, I'm God.
Well, this is the dream festival. I didn't think I'd have to get into the finances and business plans.
Well, I don't even have a price set on mine. So, why even go there on that route?
Okay, fine. No, I'm sticking with it. I was gonna flip flop again. I'm not flip flopping on this one. It doesn't cost anything, but you owe a certain favor that I'll call in at some point in your life. Think of that.
Who's
think
on
of,
the main
think
stage?
Think of 50,000 people. Needing think of 50,000 people that will all owe me favors.
All right,
you know what I mean? It's worth more than any, well, who knows? Now, what else have I got?
Who's on the main stage? Or have you got a main stage? Or is it just those three tents?
It's just those three.
Okay,
that's all I listen to. I don't know. There's a Beatles tent.
Ringo and Paul playing, or is it just
no? Definitely not. Paul, maybe.
Here's what you could do. Would be fun. Is you set up a rock band for everybody. And they play on a giant screen.
Beatles rock band tent.
Yeah, how about that? That's
and you
fun,
get
right?
to go up on stage and play Beatles songs, and everyone reacts. Now we're cooking. Now you're talking my language. So that's the love tent.
I recently made a playlist project for the Beatles.
Ooh.
So I've made my first Beatles playlist. Kept it short and sweet.
What's the theme of this one? Like, what's
it's called Beatlemania 1.
So like the early stuff.
No, it's a mix. It's a complete mix of everything. So like Beatlemania 2. I didn't go with all the hits on Beatlemania 1. I chucked in. Let me just... What did I even start with?
But what? Why do you have multiple playlists? Why don't you just stick them all on the one?
Because, you know, I want to have a catalogue, I guess.
Some of them a bit more chill than others?
Well, like if you look at Beatlemania 1, I got here. It kicks off with Help, right?
Money.
Yeah, straight away you're in.
Brilliant.
Then it's Martha, My Dear.
Ooh, taking a right down, taking a sharp left turn there, but I love it.
Then it's Baby, It's You, right? Then I'm Looking Through You from the anthology, so the real slow,
like
the slow one, yeah. Then it's Happiness Is a Warm Gun.
Yeah, classic.
Then it's The Long One off Abbey Road, which is, it runs from You Never Give Me Your Money
the medley.
To the end. Yeah, but it's all one track.
Unreal. Very good.
Dig a Pony, Hello Goodbye, You Really Got a Hold on Me, Honey Pie, She Loves You, Dear Prudence, All You Need Is Love. And then it gives me loads of places to go from there, you see.
Nice.
So I'm going to start making all my little, not the humor of Beatlemania 1, but maybe Beatlemania 2, what's on there? Ooh.
Yeah, see,
you know,
I'd be kind of like that. I'd be like, oh, give me the folksy Beatles stuff, or oh, give me the early Beatles, give me the... Even you kind of reminded me of the Let It Be Beatles stuff. Like,
it's fucking great, man.
I seen on Disney Plus, there's the
Get Back
like trailer. Knew nothing about. I remember I kept hearing that it was happening or whatever. And
Peter Jackson.
He just released like whatever 5 minutes of it. I was like, it looks fucking deadly as well.
Can't wait.
I've
been trying to find the anthology on like Blu-ray or something.
Yeah.
And it's only on DVD. They haven't any higher quality from whatever the footage they had, but like I would kill to have it like good quality.
Yeah.
Like that 1080p.
I know, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, man.
But
So Beatles Rock Band, the Love Tent.
The Love Tent, right? Now, the last thing I'll say about this is the last note that I have. Even though it's my dream festival, I'm already foreseeing having enough by like 3 hours in. So there's a VIP section. It's called The Unwind, right?
Hello.
Where you go into a room, it's just one chair in a dark room and a 80-inch 4K TV with LED backlights on the back of it, because I'm into that now.
Okay.
Comfortable reclining chair, a pizza, Red Dead or fucking some FIFA or something. You pay per the hour, just if you want to escape the escapism. So you can go in and go in
very
again. Just if you're thinking, good. I'm not feeling this vibe, or I had too much to drink. Well, you won't.
Do you not foresee that? Like, how many of these unwinds are there?
There's
like,
10 of them.
10, okay, that's enough.
You know what I mean? So,
and what's the occupancy of your festival, do you reckon?
50,000. I'm just spitballing here, but 50,000.
Yeah, so you have 50,000 favors to call in.
Yeah,
you're never gonna make those. Yeah. You're never gonna get there.
I'll figure something out. So that's
what
it, the big
food
green
would you have apart from that one pizza at the Unwind?
What food would I have?
Yeah,
I would have. I never really thought of that. Sandwiches. The best sandwich.
Faye actually said to me, he's like, I guarantee you he's not gonna have like
consider the food.
Yeah.
I'd never even thought of it, mate. Sandwiches. Hot sandwiches and fry ups.
Interesting.
And a healthy section for, you know, whatever, salads or, you know, whatever else people eat.
Whatever.
Anyway, that's it. The big green. $999 a ticket.
I thought it was free.
Oh, Jesus. That's how much the favor is going to be worth. 900.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Or a favor. Just tell me yours before one life debt. I owe you one life debt.
Yeah. Before I make a further fool of myself, tell me all the.
Okay. My festival is called Dadapalooza.
Is that Dada? D-A-T-A?
No, Dadapalooza.
Okay.
And it's all about being a dad and loving dad rock.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it is a, how would I say it? It's a two-night festival.
Okay.
But doors only open at 6 o'clock Friday. So you get in.
Right.
Now, no tents. It's all, like you say, little...
hard wood or hard walls.
Cottages.
Hard floor.
Or pre-made tents. Sorry. I would say it like that. Like, so you pay... No, you can't bring your own tent.
Yes.
And it's all sectioned off. So there's none of that messing about.
Yes.
If you have a camper, there'd be a camper van park where you could go and park your camper.
Yes.
No problem.
Very much.
Okay?
I'm on board with this now.
Although, now that I think about it, it's on an island, so I don't know how you're going to get your camper.
What
there.
Island?
But... Aran Islands.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
So I was thinking about you. I want luscious green, mm-hmm. but I also love the idea of the Isle of Wight festival. They already have a festival, so I was like, maybe off the coast of Ireland.
Okay,
like take over like Inishere or something.
Yeah.
Just plonk yourself there, right? So, Friday night, the running order will be. So you get in at 6. Show starts at 8.
Yeah.
Blondie, the first one's on.
Okay.
All right, so you're...
I'd give that a miss, but yeah.
Why would you give it a miss?
I mean, if I'm just getting there and Blondie's on...
You're there at 6, like, you know, then you head down, you have a pint, and drugs are okay, you know, it's very lax security.
I'm already in it. Do you have a VIP section where someone okay, can possibly unwind? Because I'll be there.
You just got here. You're the fucking worst.
Okay, Blondie at 8.
Blondie at 8. Nice. Then at 10 o'clock, it's 2 hour slots or 1.5 hour. You got Jeff Lynne and his ELO band. All right.
Nice.
So your Friday night is off.
One of the best gigs that I've been to was when you went to.
You
Jeff
cannot
Lynne.
Go wrong with them. They're brilliant.
Fucking great. Yeah. Just exactly what you want from a classic rock band.
100%. And it was just, you know, you're just playing all the hits,
yeah.
And that's all you want.
Playing them well.
So, it's only the main stage, by the way, on Friday night.
Okay.
That's all that's open there.
Right.
So, then, at 12 o'clock, this is the last act.
12 o'clock?
Night. Yeah.
Jesus, it's very late.
Well, if you want, you can,
is that
you
what
can
they
go
do?
Back. You can go back. There is a bar that you can go back.
Right.
And have a drink at in the camping area or whatever.
Right.
And Paul Weller will be playing all night long.
Oh, okay.
He's chained to the bar.
Okay, he's playing in the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he is just there. So you can go back and have a drink and Paul Weller will be playing.
What if you don't like Paul Weller?
I mean, it's in the background. It's fine.
Okay.
It's not going to be...
It's not going
like
to be like one of those where you're... trying to have a chat and then you just hear two, one, two. Hey.
It's designed not to be intrusive. So you guys are,
right.
You know, you're chatting on your wooden bench. You've got your drink and there'll be food there at the end. So the food that's going to be at the festival is, there's Burger King.
I was going to say Burger King when you asked me about food.
Yeah. There's Burger King there. There's Burdocks. So if you want chippers.
Okay.
There is... Now, there's a little place down the road from me, Vincenzo's.
Right.
They have a few things.
very niche.
But the wood-fired pizza, they're great.
Okay.
So they'll be there.
Shout out to
Vincenzo. Well.
Vincenzo. Yeah.
And Chinese New Mandarin will also be on site.
Ooh.
All right. So these are your
nice.
Delectables there, right?
Nice.
So that's the four main ones.
Okay,
there, right?
Great.
So
I'm on
you
board
can go back
that.
To the bar. If you don't want to go to the 12 o'clock show, you can go back to the bar. Have a drink, have a smoke. Nobody's going to be bothering
no,
you.
Gonna
really
be the man's not going to be hassling me, are they? If I'm here trying to...
Not.
Okay.
Now, 12 o'clock, if you want to go and keep the party going, per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 12 o'clock show is Underworld.
Oh. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
And do you have...
Dun, 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 dun.
What if someone wants to just
You can go, no, it's in a wooded area. You can go wandering around. There's all kind of like electric picnic. There'll be, you know,
right,
walkways with lights, and you can go chill.
Okay.
Whatever. There will be like music piped through speakers in certain areas, right, so you can
certain
just be kind
of. It's not all of them.
You
though.
Can. No, but you, if you wanted to go, oh, I'm going to go for a stroll, okay, on the wooded walk.
And sorry, then, this is Dadapalooza, Underworld, at midnight.
Underworld? What dads like to cut loose
at midnight?
Well. Yeah, I mean, you have the weekend off from
if
the
it's
kids.
If it's Dadapalooza, the gigs should stop at 9.
What are you talking about? You have the weekend off from the kids. You wanted to cut loose for a little bit. Like, so the reason I chose Underworld is they're like the dance group you would have been listening to. In your formative years, okay, give or take, you know, like one of them, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So,
okay.
And so, like, there are these little, like, kind of campfire areas you can go, nice, and there'll be kind of what you were saying, there'll be Laurel Canyon-esque music, nice, piped in, bit of Floyd, whatever, you know. Mm. So those that want to chill out over there, they can do that too. You'll be back at the bar, main stage, it's kicking off, right?
Okay, sounds like it.
Happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be at Underworld, but I'm happy that I can get to a nice spot while that's
Saturday time. Morning,
yeah,
you get up.
Yeah, what's the vibe Saturday morning?
Saturday morning is, if you want to, there is like a holistic like yoga type thing there,
okay,
if you want, or like a spin class if you'd like to do that,
okay,
as well.
I'm not interested in that as much.
Yeah,
but
I know you're not, but it's there for
okay,
you, all right?
Fine.
You, alternatively, you can crack a can and get on. You know, there's plenty of places doing breakfast.
That's where I'll
you
be.
You know, that like, there's, you know, fries, they're frying up Super Quinn sausages.
Yes.
You know, they do.
I'll add that onto mine as well, Super Quinn sausages.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yours is locked in at this stage. The big green.
Fine.
Yeah, you know, so there's, you know, eggs Benedict, whatever you want.
Eggs
lovely.
Benedict.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So, first act of the Saturday.
Yeah, what time?
It's 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So, we have the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Okay.
Just to ease you in. So, a lovely little bit of ukulele music. It's just going to be on in the background on the main stage. Now, I will say, okay, the other two stages will be open on the Saturday. So, we have the comedy tent over
okay,
there, if you'd like to go there.
Depends.
So, yeah, I mean, all the comedians have to be parents. They have to be a dad.
Okay.
And
do they have
to
tell dad-related comedy?
I mean,
I think
I'm sure it goes hand in hand. You know,
I
like,
think
so
you
like
should insist on that, to be honest.
Main eventing it at like 8 o'clock on the Saturday is Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
So, you know, he's there.
Okay.
He's Mr.
Dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's there for the day.
Yeah. There's anyone else on it?
Comedians. No, just Jim Gaffigan all day.
Is anyone out there still listening? Folks, I'm chained to the stage. If you could just
I'm trying to think of other comedians that like tell jokes about being parents, but like
Gilbert? You don't like him anymore,
yeah,
really?
Sure, yeah. No, right. I'll kind of come back around to him.
Hey, good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Because
I saw him on Saturday Night Live doing his monologue where he... I never realised he's married to a black kid.
Yeah.
I think he's
does he have two kids now or just the one? I think two now.
Scorched earth to pretty much, you know, anybody that was white, essentially, like... I'd put Bill Burr on there.
Hey, good.
Maybe, I'll tell you what... I'll throw your brother on there as well. He's a dad.
Great.
Now.
I probably should have had him in mind, to be honest. Yeah. Sorry, Tony. Didn't have a comedy tent.
I'm always looking out for you, Tony. So we also have the dad pop tent.
Now you're talking.
That'll be the likes of their headlining
Hansen.
On the Saturday is no Blur Ooh. Is headlining. You know,
okay.
You've got like the Laz.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, that kind of Britpop.
Yes.
I would throw Oasis in there, but they broke up. So
would you
like,
put Liam or Noel?
No, I put neither of them in there. I only want them together.
Or not at all.
Yeah, so
okay.
Pulp would be in there as well. How about
okay.
that?
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And then we have the dad rap.
Oh, now you're talking my language. What is it?
So, it's Snoop, it's Dre, it's Eminem.
Yeah.
In that
it's
order.
Like the Open Smoke Tour. Remember
that? Yeah, I remember it, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, so in that order, Eminem is headlining.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
Back to
but
the
they'd
main
all be featuring,
stage.
I suppose, in each other's, because they're always in each other's songs. So
yeah, I mean,
you can mix them up,
they're not
put
going
them together.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
Okay.
You know,
great. I like this now.
Main stage. So we've had the Penguin Cafe, the Easy Inn, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. You're sitting there. You're enjoying a beer and a smoke.
Yeah.
And you're having a Burger King or something. And who saunters on out onto the stage?
Who?
But it's bloody Neil Hannon, and he's gonna give you 2 hours of divine comedy.
I think I'll take a walk.
I can't tell you what a feeling it is to just be sitting on a patch of grass and have Neil Hannon and his band playing there and just letting it wash over you, having a chat, and you're like, this is delightful.
Have you been in that experience yourself?
Yes, okay. But it wasn't Divine Comedy, it was Duckworth Lewis Method.
Okay.
His cricket band. Okay. And they were great. Oh,
your bands always have these names. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra. The cricket band.
Duckworth Lewis Method.
Lewis Method.
It's a legitimate rule for cricket.
Okay, well, I have heard of them, to be honest. But
yeah, okay, anyway. So 4 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
We're breaking into your 80s here. It's Journey.
Yes. Now it's Dalapalooza.
Any way you want it, my friend.
That's the way I need it, Terry.
Yeah. So you get 2 hours of hair metal Journey.
Brilliant. Now, 2 hours of Journey might be a bit much. So would you not consider...
It's an hour and a half and then an hour break.
Having, like, Journey come out, they have 5 songs, then you've got fucking Twisted Sister or whoever else, I don't know.
No.
And you've got all this, or Mr., you've got all this sort of, you know...
Mr.,
whatever.
Give me a fucking break.
Whatever, I'm just trying to think of power ballads. Heart, you know, you'd stick them out for a couple of songs.
No. I'd see.
Two hours of Journey. I'd be like, fucking yeah, Journey. And then 45 minutes in, I'd be like,
and then an hour later,
I'm like, oh my God.
So they start at 4. The next act is on at 6. Okay.
Seems excessive, right. But that's fine. I'd maybe mix it up. Journey. I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
Now let's cram more in there. Oh, killer. I don't want to hear Journey's B-side from 1987.
All right. Well, if we say an hour, okay.
Okay. Still.
All right, we'll say an hour of Journey. That's good, all right?
Give me those 3 hits that I want to hear, and I do not want to hear that now.
They got more than 3 hits.
Boston, Oreo, Speedwagon. I mean, these are the ones that I had to cut out.
These are the ones I had to cut out.
Oh,
though,
really. Put them as part of the Journey show. Put them as part of the 80s.
You know what? How about this? Yeah, we'll call it 3 hours of 80s.
Now
how about that? We'll do it, right?
Get all the big ones.
So it includes... Yeah, we'll throw a bit of Whitesnake in there. We'll throw in... I don't know.
You got Oreo. You got...
Yeah.
ELO. You got a... He's back.
They play Friday night, my friend. Let's see.
All those.
They're more 70s. Oh, yeah. We throw in a bit of Stone Roses, by the way, to the Britpop tent as well.
I've gotten into them,
like,
recently. I like them.
Not so sure. Anyway, now.
So, hang on. You're not so sure. This is your dream festival. Where are they even in it? You're not sure.
It's for everybody else.
Oh, jeez. We really approached this from different... I was like, I don't care, it's my festival.
Yeah, we put a bit of Toto in there as well, you know, like a bit of Blue Oyster Cult, Rainbow. Cool. Okay.
Great.
So then we're going to say, that brings us up to, there'll be a break between 7 and 8, so you go get your food, mm-hmm. beer, refuel, whatever, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock.
Here we go, Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
3 hours.
Oh my, 3 hours is already too long, but go on.
Oh, my man. The one and only. He's the boss. Ugh. It's Bruce. It's a standard Bruce Springsteen concert.
Okay. I mean, it'd be good. Of course it'd be good.
It'd be fucking awesome. Yeah,
very Dadapalooza.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, literally.
When you first started talking, I thought you were talking Dadapalooza and it was some sort of information thing.
That's my webinar that's happening next year.
That's my data protection consultancy firm. Yeah. Oh, how did that get in here? This is your way of telling me, Terry, you can just tell me if you're going into business.
I didn't want you to find out like this.
Oh god. Anyway, sorry.
Bruce brings us up 3 hours.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I tell you, he'd do 3 hours standing on his head.
He would, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no way.
And then we have, so that brings you up to 11 o'clock. 11:30, we've got LCD sound system.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them, to be honest, but
I'm trying to think, for the dad's my age, you know, that's their kind of,
is that like dance?
Yeah, it's dance rock, you know, yeah. Like, so
okay.
So that'll give you another 2 hours. Actually, one of the best gigs I was ever at was LCD sound system. Yeah. They're fucking brilliant, the electric building. Then we also have, for those that want to keep going, that have dropped their pills and want to keep going, into the middle, we do have a rave in the woods, like Electric Picnic, but it is only playing 90s, you know, Madchester dance music. So it's like, right. He's a good. Yeah, yeah. No, like anything from like Human Traffic or whatever like that, yeah. Like is just being played
proper
in the rave
90s
in the woods.
Brit
and
rave.
It cannot deviate from that. The DJ will be killed. Like,
there's someone with a gun to the back of his head the whole time. Hey, buddy, that sounds like 89 to me. No, it checks out. It's like,
it's like the negotiator, like, take the shot. I cannot take that shot.
Okay.
So, and then, but back at the bar, if you don't want to go to LCD or you don't want to go to the rave in the woods, back at the bar, Saturday night, it's a bit of a...
Who's chained to the bar this night?
I feel bad even saying him because he's barely alive, but it's Billy Joel.
Hey, is he barely alive?
I mean, he's old now.
Billy Joel, yes. That's where I'll be. I'll be there.
That's the whole point. If you want to be there, he'll be playing for 6 hours straight.
Jesus Christ.
Six to six, and then the DJ comes on.
Oh, God.
That plays all Billy Joel.
80s only Billy Joel. Okay, I like that. Okay, good.
So, and then Sunday, you get in the car,
and
you put on your, now that's what I call dad music, and you drive home.
Right, okay, well I like the fact that it's Friday night, finishing on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Your one sounds like more of a real festival.
Yes.
And I'm down with about 60% of what you're putting down.
Look,
I just would pick different bands, but. Everything else sounds fantastic.
Okay, well, give me somebody that you would tweak or throw in there. Like,
if it's Dadapalooza,
mm.
I would put in Meatloaf.
I was thinking Meatloaf at
10 o'clock. So by the time he's finishing up a Paradise by the Dashboard Light, it's all dark. You got all the lights, or Bat Out of Hell, all those lights just going.
See,
up.
If I had a Sunday, Meatloaf would be headlining Sunday. Yeah,
I love the fact that like anyone listening to that would be like. The funny thing is, like, I'd say loads of people listen to this would be like, when I say Meatloaf, they're like, Meatloaf. I love the fact that you're like, hell yeah, Meatloaf.
Fucking right. Like, I was like saying to Faye, can we get our wedding band to play Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Or two of you sing to each other?
No, it's not that bad.
I seen him at Marley Park, I remember, after Ozfest.
I'd say
after
he's
Ozfest.
Not well, man.
Well, this was after Ozfest in 2001. Because Ozzy wasn't there, so they gave us like four options to get free tickets for upcoming MCD gigs or something like that.
Okay, cool.
So I picked Meatloaf and Marley Park, and it was fucking class. It was all dark by
was
the time.
It
was really, really good. Now, I did see him in The Point a few years later, and it was not as good, but like he had just had a heart attack the week before. But and he came out like on a stretcher, like with the heartbeat going beep, beep. Beep beep, and then he like jumps up and all. But
fucking class.
There was a few times where I was like, "He's gonna keel over." But the first one, it was brilliant. So yeah,
like 100%. He played when I was in Melbourne, played as part of the international rules. I think it was the halftime show for the international rules. Yeah, but like you couldn't really hear him where we were sitting or anything like that. But I would have like
a proper show. Like,
yeah, I would have loved to see him in his prime. Like,
yeah, same.
You know,
but yeah, it was good. Even 2001, I have to say, it was very good. But
yeah. But that's, I look like I will get into the shower and stick on Paradise by the Dashboard Light, oh. And like 9 minutes later or whatever, it's like, okay, time to get out of the shower.
It's one of my
9 minute shower.
It's one of my favorite crescendo bits of any song. Just the whole, like the last minute and a half.
Let me sleep on in, baby.
Just
baby,
when it gets to the end, I couldn't take it any longer. I thought I was crazy. It's funny. Like I rarely laugh.
So now I'm begging for the end of time. To hurry up and arrive.
Cause if I gotta spend another.
Well, there's the outro song anyway.
God only knows what I can do right now. We could just do this.
I told you my meatloaf story anyway about
traveling down. I think of it all the time. And like a sinner, above all.
So the context for this, listeners, is I was traveling down. Funny enough, I was traveling down to Galway to go camping on the Aran Islands with my friends.
No way.
And I had made a mixtape off the radio, as you did back at the way, and. No, maybe it wasn't off the radio. Maybe it was off like my dad's CD, you know, pretty much a dad rock collection.
Yes.
But I picked like Bat Out of Hell and I had fallen asleep on the bus listening to it. And my friend Brian had to shake me because I was like, apparently I was like asleep listening to Bat Out of Hell and singing, and like a sinner. And he was like, you're being really loud, man. I was like,
just kind of went back asleep. Such a great, yeah. Like,
yeah. I come crawling on back to you.
Oh, so good. Dun, I just want to listen to Meatloaf now.
Yeah, man. Right.
I'd like to also add Meatloaf as a
doesn't really fit into your one, mate.
He'll
where are you gonna put him in?
He's just playing right in the middle of everyone walking around.
So he's just busking.
Yes, essentially.
doing a
heavy light show.
You know what? I'd like to take a mulligan on my one, actually, and
go on
and chuck. You know what? I'm gonna cut my 80s back for 2 hours, right?
Okay.
So you're gonna say 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And then 6 to 8. How could I forget them?
Go on.
It's the D. It's got to be Tenacious D.
It is the D. It is the D.
Yeah. 6 to 8, right before Bruce Springsteen.
Now you got a good time. Now I'm 80% in.
Yeah, well, there you go. Like,
all right, this is it. See, we should just do this.
Yeah, I mean,
we're for a great festival.
Yeah. Like, Jesus. Like, then we...
2 million the in the hole.
Look, they said they're not going to bring any Burger King unless we pay them up front.
It's like, but we have no fucking money because we're paying people with services. We're not even asking for money. Hey, why don't you call in that favour? You stupid fuck.
Hitting you over the head with like over the head with a piece of paper.
Brilliant.
Oh, very good. Well, Mark, I hope this brought you some enjoyment, Mark. Because quite frankly I had a great time.
You do.
Yeah, chatting about
hilarious.
It. So thank you all, our lovely players club out there, for supporting the podcast in these tough times.
Yeah.
We hope we are bringing you a bit of joy in otherwise
shitty world, eh?
Yeah, shitty world, huh? Lockdown 3.0.
I tell you, I was a big proponent of lockdowns for the longest time, and not anymore.
Yeah, you're losing.
I'm losing my mind. I'm eating pure shite. I worked out on New Year's Day, and I haven't worked out since.
What did you do for your workout?
Kettlebells. I got a big heavy kettlebell. Actually, no, I worked out 2 days after as well, but I haven't worked out since.
Where'd you get the kettlebell?
Got it as a present off my sister-in-law.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like a big 16 kilo kettlebell, a big massive yoke. But anyway.
I find I always do my back in when I try and do kettlebells.
I've never really done a workout.
My form is bad.
Yeah, I feel like mine probably is too, because I've never done it before and it's a massive one. So I don't know. But yeah,
very easy.
So I hope I hope that this podcast does provide some sort of relief from the world. In the way that I...
Sure did for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yes, thank you very much for all the continued support. We hope you enjoyed this one. If you have any other ideas of other stuff you'd like us to do like this, our dream, whatever, we already
send
kinda,
it to us.
We've already kind of done our dream.
We'll get
movie.
To it in two months, you know.
Yeah. We'll take your idea and we'll do something completely different. But we've already done our dream movie. This is our dream festival, so I'm sure there's other stuff that we can mine there. But yeah, anything at all, just send it our way.
Next week, we've got our What's So Great About Marvel season review.
Yes.
Our mini-series recap.
We
may have a guest. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, we're trying to work on some stuff.
We're trying to get Chris Pratt to come on and clear the air. So.
He's a bad Chris.
The other Chris's weren't available.
Meanwhile, Pine has been on the phone to me non-stop.
Of course he has.
I keep telling them he's probably, not Marvel.
He's probably gutted that he's not an Avenger, because he would fucking love it as well.
He's too Captain bad. Kirk, man.
Yeah, keep it. But
Steve Trevor.
Yeah, so we're going to be breaking down
I watched both of the Wonder Woman movies over Christmas.
Yep.
He's great in them.
Haven't seen them.
The second one's getting universally panned.
Oh, dear.
Kind of rightly so.
It's a shame.
But, you know.
I can't remember what I was saying before that.
Before I rudely before cut you
rudely
off.
Interrupted me. So, we got
a new miniseries coming soon. Cantwell's working on it.
In 2 weeks. So. I've got a few things. I'm going to narrow it down, to be honest. I want to hit Terry with something that I like. That he has to watch, even though the Marvel one was technically my idea. I want to be telling Terry what's so great about something.
Hell yes,
I want
Andy.
Him to be asking me. So
hell
just
yes.
Have to figure out what I like enough to defend. Then now I've about two or three ideas, so we're going to narrow them down and see which one we think will work best.
Cool.
But until that point, stay safe out there, everyone. Most of you, and. We'll catch you next week.
I don't like the sound of that. Goodbye.
Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? Do you love me? Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. I gotta know right now, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now, before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? What's it gonna be, boy? Come on, I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it.